Welcome to the She Blows It podcast. I'm bringing you another episode on Things My Therapist Told Me, Part 2. I'm your host, Carla, here, and this story is inspired by a story on www.misfitchronicles.com. Check out the blog if you enjoy reading. And for the latest on the She Blows It podcast, follow our Instagram page at SheBlowsIt_pod. Check out our website at www.SheBlowsIt.com. And make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel, please. Thank you. So let's get into it. My therapist told me, you're a Bentley in a Toyota parking spot. And on the previous episode, I explored all the different dynamics and all of the different things that you're a Bentley in a Toyota parking spot could possibly mean. And one of the ideas that I explored on the previous podcast is A, you aren't where you belong. And when my therapist said that you're a Bentley in a Toyota parking spot, as I ranted and raced back and forth in my mind as to why does it matter where I park? Why does it matter which type of vehicle I have and what spot I'm parking it in? We explored there are no assigned parking spots unless it's for our handicapped individuals, or unless you're at a school where the principal gets to park, or now electronic vehicles and things of that nature. When you go typically to public places, there are no assigned parking spots that say Toyotas can only park here. Maybe compact vehicles and big vehicles are an exception to this rule, but there are no parking spots that say a Bentley parks here and a Toyota parks here, period. On this episode, let's explore your Bentley in a Toyota parking spot, right? So now B, my therapist also meant you don't live up to your true potential. And that sounds about right sometimes. I can't even front. Now this might sound shameful to some to admit, but ignorance is bliss. And just note that what we will not do on the She Blows It podcast is live in ignorance. Which ties perfectly into not being where you belong, which again goes back to what we discussed on the last episode. And on the last episode, I made a correlation to, well, if my Bentley parking spot is more convenient for someone in a Toyota, I would want that person in the Toyota to park in a Bentley parking spot. What if they're injured? What if they don't have the ability to park in the handicap accessible spot? It's just something to think about. But I digress. It is because we don't live up to our full potential that we aren't exactly where we belong. You could have one foot in where you want to belong and the other foot out, but essentially, you're not all the way in. You're halfway in. Now, here's some things we can do to live up to our true potential. And you can send me a message in my DM at SheBlowsIt_pod if you have any insight, feedback, or anything you want me to explore or add to this list. And add to some things we can do to live up to our true potential. So number one, we can acknowledge that we have potential in the first place, period. We have to acknowledge it first. If you can't acknowledge what you need to acknowledge about yourself, then you won't know that you're capable of doing it or how you can become capable or learn the possibilities and how to become capable of doing it. That's number one. Number two, follow through on set goals. When we don't follow through on our set goals, that keeps us stuck. And then we get in that mindset of, oh my gosh, I'm never going anywhere. That is what it means when you don't live up to your true potential. You get into that stuck place. But something that we can do to live up to our true potential and not be stuck is to follow through on those goals and deadlines. 3, live your life and do things that bring you joy. Live your life and do things that bring not only joy for you, but also joy for your family, joy for the people you love, and joy for the people who are around you in your life. Now, if you don't feel like you are where you belong, or if you're living up to your true potential, find everything good about yourself and everything you're good at. Write it down and then figure that shit out. I know it's easier said than done, as my therapist would eloquently state, but we could also still at least try. I mean, we don't live in a perfect utopia, but we can create a life for ourselves that we want to create. We get to dictate that at some level of how we want to live our lives and what quality we want our lives to be. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to part 2 of Things My Therapist Told Me on the She Blows It podcast. This podcast is available on all platforms where podcasts are available. I hope that you all were able to take something away from this conversation. I hope that it was able to build your confidence a little bit. I hope that this taught you something, and I hope that you are able to push forward harder tomorrow than you did today based off of the information that was presented to you on this episode of Things My Therapist Told Me. I'm just a girl with a mic wrestling with the realities of life in itself. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time.